8:45 p.m.
8:45 p.m. That is, of course, local time. It's 19:30 UTC, where you live. Hello. My name's Tobe. This is the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh boy. Once again, it is way too hot to go outside. It's, let me check the thermometer here. It's 7,000 degrees Fahrenheit outdoors, so I'm not going anywhere. We're stuck in the studio once again today. I am, of course, unnaturally bored, going out of my mind, trying to decide whether or not I want to go out and eat a hamburger today. I might be able to afford it. I think I can scrape up the money. I'm so sick of eating rice. I'm actually thinking about French fries, and I'm rarely thinking about French fries. But I've got that hamburger craving. Of course, if you'll remember from the last couple of episodes that I've had to mention hamburgers, you know that my favorite, or at least one of my favorite hamburger restaurants, is closed. Jim and Jenny's Greek Village is not open because the owners have taken the month off to travel back to Greece and visit their families and friends. And so my options are the bars. The really good hamburger bar is way, way, way downtown. And I don't know if I want to drive all the way down there. And then, of course, there's another place that's much, much closer to me. But I don't know if I want to go there. I mean, once you add up the bill and the tip, you're looking at $13 to eat a hamburger. And whereas I could scrape up that money, geez, I just don't know if I can bring myself to spend that kind of cash. Well, either way, you know, anywhere I go, even the cheapest place I go is going to be $7 plus, you know, a tip. It's going to be $10 or more to begin with. That's the one thing I don't like about living in the 21st century. Everything is so freaking expensive. Except computers, of course, which now cost $5, which, I don't know, it makes some kind of sense to me, but really? I can buy two computers for the price of one hamburger? It's getting a little weird. And I do enjoy weird. So I've got no idea what I'm complaining about. Why am I such a whiny bitch? I do not know. Oh, but what are we going to do for this show? What are we going to do for radio entertainment today? I have no idea, but if we can't think of anything, we can always go back to dialing random 800 numbers. That's always entertaining, for me at least. Oh, I shouldn't be thinking about food. Boy. I'm sitting here kind of thinking about racing. My TV's on over there, my beautiful giant television. And since there's no football going on, we've got some NASCAR racing. And look, there's Tony Stewart. He's going to retire. And they gave him a piece of the fence. They're racing at Indianapolis. And Tony Stewart has won at Indianapolis a couple times, and every time he wins, well, the first time he won, he climbed up the fence. And that sort of started a tradition of people climbing the fence at Indy. And since Tony's retiring, guess what the Indy track gave him for his retirement present? They gave him a piece of the fence. And I think that's funny. It would be like, you know, it'd be like, oh, I don't know. Suppose you're a criminal and they're releasing you from jail here. Here's a part of the wall that kept you in jail the whole time. I don't know. Just my opinion. A little crazy, I realize, but hey. I've seen football players who, when they retire, they give them pieces of the field. Here you go. Here's 1 square foot of grass. Here's some sod. Speaking of sod, that's where we need to go. I wish it wasn't 1,000,000 degrees. We could go to a sod farm. Have you ever seen a sod farm? We've got a couple on the edges of town. I know where they are. They're really hilarious. They're just giant fields of grass. Yeah, what are you growing, Farmer Brown? grass. Oh, you mean weed? No, just, grass for people's lawns. And that's something super entertaining to show people from other countries, especially countries where they don't have large, huge open fields of nothing. Japan is a good example. If you want to freak out a Japanese person, take them to a sod farm. Here we're just growing grass just for the sake of growing grass. And what we're going to do is we're going to plow it up in 1 foot by 6 foot strips. Then we're going to take it somewhere else where they need grass. So it's a lawn transplant factory, this sod farm. Ooh, sod farm. That's 7 letters. You know what we can do with that, kids? We can make that into an 800 number. So let's dial the phone. 1-800 sod farm. SODFARM. What are we gonna get?
The number you dialed is not in service.
Oh, that's no fun. So, kids, if you're looking for a fun 800 number, 1-800 Sod Farm is available. I win. Tobe wins. Oh, let's try that one. 1-800 Tobe wins. TOBWINS. What do I win?
You have dialed a number that is not available from your calling area.
Boo. That's no fun. Okay, how about let's try 7-letter words. Biscuit. 1-800-BISCUIT. BISCUIT. 1-800-BISCUIT. Let's see what we get.
Opinion in a quick 3-question survey. As a thank you, select callers will receive a free Caribbean cruise for two for helping us.
Okay.
Let's begin. Are you or someone in your household 50 years or older? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no.
Oh, so it's one of these. Let's just go with 1 for yes.
You have qualified for a free medical alert system for you or a loved one.
Of course I have.
When participating in our monitoring program, you can receive your medical alert system absolutely free.
For free?
And your family will love the comfort and peace of mind knowing that you will never be
Yeah.
And that help is just a button click away. We'll be there when you need us and stay on the phone to help you until aid arrives and your family has...
Already bored. how about... 1-800-CHICKEN. 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 What's your guess? Is this going to be like KFC or a chicken restaurant? Or is this going to be like the Tyson hotline? Let's find out. Give me some chicken. What? Fast busy? That's no fun. Okay, how about destroy? 1-800-DESTROY. DEST. Where's my ROY? Here we go. Destroy me.
Sexy, welcome to the place where thousands of local singles connect. This service is exclusively for men and women looking to meet other sexy singles in your local area.
In my local area?
Naughty, not so single people looking for a discreet rendezvous. You can send steamy messages and connect privately with real...
Boring!
Or enjoy hardcore one-on-one conversation.
I doubt it. Okay, bored with that one already. And I know I shouldn't be thinking about food, but let's try burrito. 1-800-BURRITO. BURRITO. T-O. I want to talk to a burrito. Burrito, burrito, burrito. Pick it up, burrito phone. Nobody's answering the burrito hotline. This is no way to sell burritos. Here we go.
You have reached leafburrito.com. Please leave your name and number, and a customer service representative will return your call. Thank you, and have a great day.
Dullesville. Well, since we're on food and I'm always hungry for hamburgers, let's try 1-800-BURGERS. 1-800-B-U-R-G-E-R-S. I wonder who's going to pick up 1-800-BURGERS. I'm really curious. Let's give it a shot. Oh, busy burgers. Boo. I don't know how this one just came to me, but this is brilliant. Purple K. What are we going to get if we dial 1-800-PURPLE-K? P-U-R-P-L-E-K. And if you don't know what Purple K is, you might want to look it up. But let's give it a call, see what we get. Come on, Purple K.
Good afternoon, Paladin Club. This is Elizabeth.
The Paladin Club. That's no fun. I wanted somebody to sell me some Purple K. And why does the Paladin Club have Purple K as their phone number? Why don't they just have 1-800-PALADIN? Let's try it. 1-800-PALADIN. P-A-L-A-D-I-N reads the card of a man.
Thank you for calling Paladin Data Corporation, the intelligent point-of-sale solution. If you know your party's extension number, you can enter it at any time. Press 1 for sales.
Well, that makes sense. Paladin was already taken. Let's dial a random extension number, like 327.
Press 0 for...
Talk to me, Paladin.
I do not understand that request.
Thank you for calling Paladin Data Corporation.
Okay, thanks. Bye, Paladin POS Company. All right, how many of you listeners out there love YMO? I can think of a couple of people here who do. Let's try it. 1-800. Love YMO. L-O-V-E. Y-M-O. Here we go. Please play YMO music.
Hello, and please listen carefully as our menu options may have changed. Calls are recorded for quality assurance. We're very excited to tell you about a special promotion for select callers. This will only take a moment. By answering just a few questions, we will find out if this offer is right for you.
Am I over
50? Are you or anyone in your household 18 years of age or older?
Oh, 18. Let's go with a yes.
Years of age or older. Otherwise, press pound. Do you or anyone in your household drive and own a vehicle? Press 1 for yes if you or anyone in your household drives or owns a vehicle.
Otherwise, sounds like insurance, so we're just going to say yes.
Have you made purchases recently using a credit or debit card? Press 1 for yes if you made purchases recently using a credit or debit card.
Let's just go with yes again here.
Are you currently a member of an auto club? Press 1 for yes if you're currently a member of an auto club. Otherwise, press pound.
I'm going to say no. Press pound. I wonder if this is AAA or something.
Thank you for taking the time to respond to these questions. You qualify for this special offer.
Ha.
Please hold for a moment while I transfer you to someone who can give you more details about this special offer.
Let us transfer you to a salesperson. No, thank you. Okay, I guess we could try something along the lines of Pokemon. 1-800-POKEMON. P-O-K-E. M-O-N.
You have dialed a number that is not available from your calling area.
Ha ha. Okay, how about cookies? 1-800 Did I dial I? Yes, I did. E-S. Cookies. Oh, if Cookie Monster answers, I'm gonna die laughing.
Thank you for calling Mrs. Fields Gifts, home of the world's best cookies. Please listen closely to all the following options to help us serve your needs as quickly as possible. To check the status of an existing order or to track a package, press 1. If you are calling to place a business order with 20 or more recipients, or if you would like to personalize one of our products with your business logo, press 2. To place a standard order, please press 3. For customer service inquiries, please press 4. For website assistance, press 5. To receive a catalog or to be removed from our catalog mailing list, please press 6. Please be aware this call may be recorded for quality purposes.
Let's go with 2. Music on hold. This is going to get boring. Well, at least we know that 1-800-COOKIES is actually a cookie company, Mrs. Fields. That's good to know. In case, you know, I ever want to buy some cookies over the phone. But let's go in a different direction. Let's try Big Pimp. 1-800. And why do I have Big Pimp on the brain? Because I was watching Shaft last night. B-I-G. P-I-M-P. 1-800-BIG-PIMP. What are we going to get?
You have dialed a number that is not available from your...
Oh! Okay. Well, how about 1-800-PIMPING? Pimping ain't easy. 1-800. But dialing the number is P-I-M-P-I-N-G. Let's rock. What up, pimpin'?
Welcome to Trench Shoring Systems Nationwide Access Menu. For Ultra Shore Aluminum products, press 1. For trench shoring services in your region, select from the following list. Locations east of the Mississippi, press 2. Locations west of the Mississippi, press 3.
Well, hell, let's go with 3.
Grand Junction, press 1. Denver, press 2. Salt Lake City, press 3. Provo, press 4. Albuquerque, press 5. Colorado Springs, press 6.
Oh, we're definitely going with Albuquerque on this one. Come on, pimpin'. Pick it up, Big Pimpy. 3 rings, you're done. All right, well, isn't this fun? You know, I always think so. Okay, maybe we should try some Tobe-related words. How about 1-800-OCTOBER? 1-800-O-C-T-O-B-E-R. What do you want to guess? This is some kind of Halloween costume company. Let's give it a shot. 1-800-OCTOBER.
A number that is not available from your calling area.
Boo. All right, more toe words. Tobacco. 1-800 T O B A-C-C-O. Probably gonna be Philip Morris or something.
Thank you for calling ITG Brands. Please listen carefully to the following four options. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes. ITG Brands only markets to adult smokers, 21 years of age or older. If you have an inquiry or concern about the quality of Winston, Kool, Salem, Maverick, USA Gold, Sonoma Cigarettes, Dutch Masters, and Backwood Cigars, or any other cigarettes, cigars, or tobacco products sold by ITG Brands, please press 1. If you are a retail store operator with an inquiry or concern, please press 2. If you are a consumer calling about an ITG Brands promotion, or if you would like to be added to or removed from our promotional mailing list, please press 3. For all other inquiries, please press 4. To repeat this menu, please press 0.
Well, at least it's a tobacco company. ITT probably stands for International Tobacco Brands or something. Who knows? Okay, let's see. What other seven-letter words are there with Tobe in them? None are coming to mind immediately. Tobe rules doesn't work. Tobe wins. We already tried. Tobe cool. Okay. No. Cool Tobe. 1-800. COOLTOB. Is this my phone number? Am I calling myself?
You have dialed a number that is not available from your calling area.
Boo. Boo. 1-800-COOL-TOBE does not fly, but it might work in your area. So pick up your phone, dial 1-800-COOL-TOBE, and see if it is a legitimate number in your calling area. Let's see, what else do we got here? How about cat food? 1-800-C-A-T-F-O-O-D. This should be a cat food company. Dying to know which one, though. Let's give it a shot. Give me some cat food.
You have dialed a number that is not available from your calling area.
Oh, you suck, 1-800-CAT-FOOD. Of course, it might work in your area. Let's try dog food. 1-800-D-O-G-F-O-O-D. Dog food. Oh my goodness. A little modem breath. So, what does this mean? Maybe we should get a modem. Do I even have a modem? I don't. That might be a fax machine, too. It's probably Ralston Purina's fax line. 1-800-DOG-FOOD. Oh, you suck, 1-800-DOG-FOOD. Ooh, there's one. 1-800-YOU-SUCK. 1-800-YOUSUCK.
Hey, baby.
Oh, I love to party. And I have enough energy to keep you hard all night long.
Of course. What else could we have possibly expected from that one? There's a weird one that just came to me. Violent. 1-800-VIOLENT. V-I-O-L-E-N-T. Very interesting. So, I'm guessing probably another fax machine, maybe for a gun company. Who knows? Let's try Rat Race. 1-800-RAT-RACE. R-A-T-R-A-C-E.
We would like your opinion in a quick 3-question survey.
Are you over 50 years old?
Callers will receive a free Caribbean cruise for two for helping us. Let's begin. Are you or someone in your household 50 years or older? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no.
I don't need an emergency alert system, so let's go with 2 for no.
If you are 21 years or older, press 1. If you are under 21, press 2.
Let's assume I'm 9 years old and press 2.
Thank you for your help with our survey.
That was awesome. We can't be bothered to sell you anything. Boy, there's a lot of numbers out there for these emergency alert scams. Jeez. What else do I got here? Let's think. How about, what if I want to go fishing? Is there any fishing hotlines like 1-800-FISH-NOW? Let's try it. 1-800-FISH-NOW. FISHNOW.
Hello. This is the Muckleshoot Indian Tribe Fisheries Hotline. For net fisheries, dial 1. For hook and line fisheries, dial 2. For shellfish, dial 3. For important dates and deadlines, dial 4. You may press star at any time to return to a previous menu.
Oh, let's go with 4.
Hello. There will be an emergency fishers meeting Thursday, October 1st, 2015, at 5:30 in the Fish Commission Room in the Phillips Star Building.
Well, that's a little out of date. And speaking out of date, we're almost out of time. Time's up. So, ooh, that's one we can try. 1-800-TIME'S-UP. 1-800-TIME'SME. Time's up. Please be life insurance. Life insurance. Come on, life insurance.
We would like your opinion in a quick 3-question survey. Thank you. Select callers will receive a free Caribbean cruise for two.
Can you believe this?
Are you or someone in your household 50 years or older? Press 1 for yes, 2.
I'm 1,500 years old, so I'll press 1.
You have qualified for a free medical alert system for you or a loved one.
I have qualified! Yay! Oh, that's so great. I'm glad I qualified. Wow. Knowing that I am qualified, it makes me feel so much better. But, as I did mention, we are running out of time, so it's probably a good opportunity for me to say something along the lines of, you have been listening to the Dubious 800 Number Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on Anon Radio. This show airs every day at 19:30, so be sure to tune in tomorrow. Who knows what we'll get up to. If it's hot, maybe we're going to sit in here and dial more 800 numbers. Who knows? My name's Tobe, and I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
Are you ready for me, baby? Oh, I'm so horny, and I'm so glad you...
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes?